after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life to Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl...
Seduction.
Yeah. Yes. Another beautiful Wednesday, or as we call it here in the show, day after dusk. Glad to have you all. And you know, for those of you who are new to the show, we do a show every Monday and Wednesday. Of course, Wednesday is the final show of the week, leading to the weekend. So, you know, and it's also the middle of the week, so it's like you got all those mixtures of things going at the same time. At the same damn time, at the same damn time. Yes. Today's show is entitled It's a Vibe. It's a Vibe. As we decide to go ahead and title it. I know sometimes I just throw out random titles for the show. A lot of times it's based off of the title of a song or whatever. So, yeah. Nay, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Another day. I got fired yesterday from my job.
What? Wait. Are you giving me a late cricket arm of the week submission?
I'm going to tell y'all why. This is why. Because this girl, she was being a hoe at work. She fucked this dude outside in her car. And she was telling people at work or whatever, like bragging about it. She 35, so she was bragging about it. I don't know how that's cute to be fucking somebody you barely know at work. And then y'all ain't took no shower or nothing. Y'all don't know. Come on now. Did y'all have a condom or what? But the dude, yesterday when I got to work, the dude that she had sex with, whatever, had said, you know, this little smart comment to me or whatever. And I said, well, you fucking thoughts outside in the parking lot. Or whatever like that. I said, you would thought, or whatever like that. You fucking hoes outside in the parking lot. Or whatever like that. And then he like, how you find out? Who told you that? I'm like, she told me, or whatever like that. So then she come to me and asked me. She came and asked me, like, did you tell anybody what happened between me and so-and-so? I'm like, no, because I didn't, or whatever. I'm like, I don't run my mouth around this job. I call the job Dowell America High School, because it's like a high school, because there's so much gossiping and drama going on, or whatever. So.
It's always like that at call centers.
He came
call centers are always full of so much drama.
Yeah. to me and was like, didn't you tell me that she's the one that told you? I'm like, yeah, because she did. He was like, so she just blankly lied to me in my face or whatever like that. Then, you know, I'm irritated now because I'm like, I don't got time for this. This Dallas American High School, I said, I'm like, I'm not fucking nobody at this job. Even if I was, I'm going to keep that shit player. Ain't nobody going to know. I said, you should have kept that shit to yourself. Whatever happened between y'all, you should have kept it to yourself. Now everybody at the job, almost everybody at the job know what the fuck y'all did or whatever like that. I'm like, I don't got time for this shit. I slap bitches or whatever like that. And I was like, motherfuckers too old for this shit. I said, motherfuckers older than me or whatever. Then she like, she said, I punched this shit or something. I said, well, you still sitting there or whatever. Then I'm on a predicted dollar because it's a call center or whatever. A call coming in. I didn't see her coming. So this girl, like, grabbed her. Like, you have to hear her while she's sitting down. So I got up, and that's when I started beating her ass. Then they tried to get her to
jump. Damn, shit.
They tried to get her to press target.
I only cook it on a weak segment.
First of all, I'm not about to just let nobody hit me, though. And I ain't even start this shit. She started it. Like, I don't know. But I ain't no, she bigger than me. Like, she a fat girl. And I ain't no, like, I'm little as fuck. And I ain't no hoe. So I had to, you know, show, like, I'm from Gary. Like, I really beat bitches' ass. Like, just because I don't say nothing at this job, don't, like, I said, y'all got to see the real me in a minute. I said, y'all go see the real me. I don't got time for this shit, whatever, like that. Then they tried to get the girl press charges on me because she had marks and scratches on her. But she the one that started it. Like, damn, and she bigger than me. But I did some damage. They like, damn. And I was like, for you to be so small, you strong.
Wow, Nate. Give me them crickets. Them crickets going. I mean, this ain't the cricket of the week segment. You came with a strong cricket story. Both of y'all getting crickets. Goodness.
Look, he should never say, guess what? I took a drug test yesterday for another job. So it don't even matter.
Lord. But aren't they going to have that on file when he goes to another job?
I don't know.
That's going to be on that file. That's going to be... she got an altercation
at work. The police,
didn't
nobody press charges or
nothing? Shit. Just because they didn't press charges, mean they still didn't put it in the file. They still can say this. Oh well, and they call and say, well, how was it? Well, she did blah 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 blah. You know, they especially, yeah.
I'm praying
for you.
Look, she should never put her hands on me, and she never got her ass beat. So. That's how that goes.
Well. You came strong at the gate. You came with a story strong at the gate.
Okay.
Whoa. I was not ready for that. I was definitely not ready for what was getting ready to happen. Wow.
In addition to that happening... In addition to that, this song was dropped that I'm on.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to bring it up.
I'm on it on the track.
it's crazy because, I'm thinking, it's going to be, at the beginning. It's, real quick. You said this. But really, it's just this beginning to see that it goes on. It's part of the beat. I was like, wait, it's part of the beat? That's crazy. It was like,
that
moan don't sound like that. I'm a guy. I can't reproduce your moan. I'm just giving them an example of how it was sound like it was crazy how it was going to the beat. And I was like, this dude produced the moan into the beat. That is crazy. Alright, now I gotta be nosier, cause I didn't ask you this earlier. I figure I'll ask you on the air, that'd be more embarrassing. So did they just come to you and say, oh, can you record, can we
okay,
use your
so
voice
you
in the
really
song,
how's
it,
what happened? Now you really
asked
what happened.
Yeah,
because I got to get the whole truth. Now I got to get the whole truth.
I What did I tell you on Monday? I get to tease.
Okay, so the song was recorded in Atlanta, Georgia. I was in Atlanta when I did the moaning or whatever. The previous day, I did a threesome with my ex-boyfriend and his girlfriend, and he's on the song. It's his song.
I
did a threesome with him and his girlfriend. So the next day, they gave him some motivation for the song. That's when he asked me to moan on the song.
Wow. Wow, man. Y'all, this is a heavy hitting show today. Whoa. Talk about how they have to look.
Now the girl don't like me, even though we had a threesome. And then they cooked me dinner that night. We got high, we was drinking, and then we all slept in the same bed.
Oh, she mad because she wasn't on the song.
I don't know, but that was before the fact. Well, after the song, after the fact. The song just dropped today. Well, the mixtape just dropped today. I did that moaning on that song like months ago.
Wow.
They just now dropping the mixtape.
Wow, people. See, you know what's crazy? Because you didn't tell me, because now I'm thinking back to a show and you being coming back from Atlanta and you never shared any of that stuff. But now we got some old news and now we got the okay. Wow, Nate, you coming out strong. I don't even know if I'm going to talk about how my day is going. You came out strong.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I reposted it on Facebook, whatever. And he said something about me moaning on a song or whatever like that. His name is King, actually, but he have a group called Managed Mania. It's him and it's another dude. It's a duo or whatever. It's a duo group.
Yeah, Nate, that was, wow. Back-to-back heavy-handed stories. Wow.
I didn't know it was going to drop today. The album was going to drop today on the day of our show.
Yeah, that's, Wow. I just can't believe it.
How was your day and stuff?
Wow. I don't know if I can follow that up. How was it? Today it was just another one of those. It was raining today. And so you know how it goes in your timeline when it's raining. Everybody wants to be fucking cuddling, all that. I'm like, here we go. And she would just acting a fool today. And today I was jamming. I used to always jam in the office because the great thing about having your own office at work, you don't have to worry about being cognizant of everybody else. You can kind of be lit and you ain't got to talk to them. But, I got another person in my office with me too, but as far as because I have another person. Like, so it's my big spot in the office, and then I have persons in my department I'm over. He's in the office, too. So, essentially, I still have my own office. But I'm in there, I'm in there jamming. I'm over there. I'm over there doing the dance. I'm, like, swiveling like Dan be doing. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so I was over there, man. I was getting. He can't tell me nothing about. I was over there in the chair lit, but I was tripping out something like. So, I saw my stats. I was tripping out some of the songs like earlier. I was listening. I was like, man, okay, because sometimes you ain't heard a song in a long time, and you like, man, I forgot how lit this song was like. Remember this song by Diggy Simmons, Four Letter Word? I was like, okay, that song be jamming. It's friendly as hell, but be jamming. And I was, and a lot of times in the office, I'm usually listening to some Caribbean music, and I'm over there going through the office, and I'm over there winding my legs. I wasn't like doing like a wind my tummy type stuff, but you know, like the little Caribbeans, we'd be one leg up, you know, I was doing that to the break room and stuff. I was like, hey, and I was trying to make sure I was getting caught, because if people start going, what are you doing? You know, it's like, explain all that. So, there was that. But, yeah, other than that, and then yesterday, kind of laying, nothing really, man, just, you know, I have any, like, crazy stories like yours. So, yeah, that's how my day went. That's about as eventful as it got.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. But I was about this earlier. We had so today's segment for the list. We knew the list on Monday, but that's all right. It gave me time to give a perfect list. Today's list is a list we haven't done. You know, sometimes we do part two, part three of the list, but I decided to do this one. Very interesting one. And y'all bum me for being so scared. Some people were so scared to comment. I didn't tell you to tell me about your sex, but I said, what was the weirdest song you ever had playing during it? I think people think I was trying to tell me something. No, I don't want to know about who you did it with, all that. I just asked for a goddamn song. So, since y'all was scary, and me going to have our own answers on this. Yes, today's The List segment will be, I'm naming some of the weirdest songs you ever had playing during sex. So, yes, we'll be doing that today on The List. And also, too, May, what do you have coming up for Seduction 101 later?
Seduction 101. We go play
like,
that
don't,
track.
Don't tell them everything, but
we go
wait.
Play that track
okay.
That I was moaning on.
Oh, I was going to play it now if you sit with me.
All right, yeah, play that track. And y'all just tell me how y'all think I sound on the song, you know. Do I sound like, you know, like y'all want to take me down right then and there, or, you know, how my mom sound to y'all?
That's all right, y'all. Ain't nothing to be impressed
you
with.
You know what? Somebody sound like a hater.
I'm not a hater, Nate. I'm a congratulator, not a hater.
Somebody sound like a hater.
I'm not. I'm just. You know. I'm just giving my opinion. You know. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. You gotta send it to me. You don't have a download week, you know. I'm looking. Yeah. They're talking about
download
the project.
That's
the link that's
on. It's on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'm looking there now, and I don't see. It's a feel free to download it.
Maybe
I don't see a download button. Yeah, cause I'm on SoundCloud. Unless SoundCloud changed how they do so, it used to be easy as hell to just go hit the download button.
SoundCloud,
now you gotta do all this extra
shit. They still changing stuff.
Man. I mean, that's why I'm telling you, I'll be over SoundCloud. Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting here like, is this driving me nuts? I'm looking. I don't see anything that's telling me I can download. Okay. Which song is it again? What's the title of the song?
It's called Dangerous.
Dangerous, that's what I thought it was that one. Okay, let's see. Y'all see, this is really weird when you're doing this.
Dangerous.
But, yeah, I'm over here. But, yeah, y'all might as well see that's why we, y'all not chopping like me. Y'all better send me the damn track. Y'all see first, y'all see it live and direct. Well, I've been getting on your arse by not just sending me your text. Well, you can download it all, song. Man, nigga, I ain't got time for all that. Just send me the damn song. I'm looking around, shit, I don't see nothing out now on download button. And I'm signing, and in case they ain't signed in and none of that. Oh, yeah, I'm not finding shit. Okay, so I guess we won't be playing the track if we can't get the freaking song. Yeah, have them send a song over and then so we can play it. That gives us some time. We'll play it later. We'll play it later in the second music break, man.
Well, he in the studio right now, so I ain't gonna be able to.
Oh, he definitely got time to send it. We gonna yell at him. So we'll play it in the second music break. So for now, I guess to just the vibe for today, I'm gonna go ahead and let me go. Now you got me having to go dig and really throw it out there. Oh, and shout out to Sissy Fine on Monday. That was a good ass interview. I wanted to talk about that too.
Was.
That was a great interview. So yes, you don't get that often. You don't. So yes, let's see what we gonna play today to start out the music break. Cause that threw me off. Okay. Because now I'm like, now you got me having to look now. I'm actually having to do some work. let's see. It has to be on the same vibe. Oh no, I'll play one of our favorite songs that I watch kind of like side play. I think you like this song too, but T likes it too, so I'm gonna play the song. It's on the same vibes. We're going to play all these freaky-ass songs. We got this one. Star Die Monte Glitz, you can get it.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, because I want to hear. You tell me, baby, I want to feel. Don't say you won't. And you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
Real ones is fetching
Tell them to send it over so that we can show them some proper love. Or we're going to yell at them. And then they'll be like, hey, you ain't playing the show? You would have, but we kidding. Yeah, with no dial only. So, yeah, they didn't say they really about showing us some respect. They didn't send the track over to us. That's how we, so yeah, just email it to us, and then we'll drop it. So, yeah, it's pretty good. It's actually a pretty good track. Because I wanted to use it as a reference of how trippy that was. So, yeah, they need to send it on over. Because we're rolling on the rail, rolling on the rail. Yes. Hey, why are people, man, same track, same thing, tag? How about tagging the same thing? Over and over and over and over. Good God. Oh, speaking of music and artists, man, y'all got to cut this shit out. Like, I don't like people tag me this shit. Like, this is why I have myself on timeline review. Like, I look at people's timelines. If I'm on your timeline consistently, you don't have to tag me to a fucking song. Shit. I don't get why this became a thing. Why is this a thing that people just tag you to shit? I don't need to be tagged. I listen to shit on my own. Because y'all do know this doesn't go into my wall. Guess what they do that for? They think it goes to everybody's wall by doing it this way. But it's not going to go to my wall.
It
got to
be edited to my time. I have to personally edit to my timeline.
Yeah, I have it set on Tyler Live Review. And if I don't want to be
yep,
on there, it's not going to be on there.
That's how mine is,
because
people be thinking they slick.
They think my fucking page is a billboard. Like, it's not happening.
Exactly. Not gonna happen.
Damn!
That should be irritating,
I mean, people
too.
Still tagging. Let me untag myself in the original post, because this is getting out of hand. Now
yeah,
people just gonna continue tagging, they're gonna continue sharing it. And then it's going to keep, oh, goodness, I hate this shit. Let me hurry up and untag myself from this shit as fast as I can. Because people be out in these streets acting the fool. Man, like, for real, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to fucking watch this shit on my own. I don't get why people do this. I get some people don't pay attention. No. I just looked that post
about
my timeline, nigga. Shit. I didn't ask if you heard my timeline. Damn, but moving too fucking fast trying to do. Like, this is annoying. Like, y'all don't really understand it, man. I'm doing this stuff live and direct. Y'all see how this shit annoys the hell out of me. Like, I don't like this shit. Like, my page is not for everybody to start going crazy with fucking tags. Oh, man. Like, I mean, yeah, because I see what's going on. Hey, this is annoying. All right, well, tell me we'll play it on Monday, then. Yeah, we'll play. Yeah,
dang,
you said we get a chance to send us.
Facebook is like the hood news. Somebody done set the Gary Health Department on fire.
What?
Yes, and Gary. That's crazy. Gary already barely got shit. Damn, y'all setting the health department on fire though. That's where people go to get checked out and shit.
somebody got bad test results. Now they turn this shit up.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I'm really having to sit here and untag myself on three different posts. This is ridiculous.
Especially
people who don't fuck. I mean, D that I fuck with, but I don't fuck with these people that's tagging me. Man, if you don't fucking fuck with me, please stop tagging me, y'all shit. Please. Like, it has nothing, like, what does that to do with me directly? It doesn't. It doesn't come to mind. I'm sorry. It can sound as narcissistic as it is, but I don't like people do this. Like, if it has nothing to do with me to any degree, if not part of my brand, then I don't want to be involved in the fucking post. Shit. All right. Now that we got... I think I got all of them now. Damn it! Seriously, Nate. People just think this is a fucking this is a field. They just start fucking tagging everybody everywhere all over the fucking place. Goodness, God, oh man, y'all gotta be mad today for no fucking reason. All right. Anyways, back to the show. Well, I was so rudely interrupted by all these damn tags. I could have just ignored it, but this kept happening. I was trying to get to the link originally for the show. Before the tracking, and I was like, that just tripped me out. All right, anyways, I was so rude to rough it. So we're going to go ahead and go into our first segment. Our first segment is The List, which, by the way, is a staple here in the show. That's what we give you. We give you a topic, and then we name six things to add to that list based on that topic. That's simply how it goes, people. The list is a list that is based off of a certain topic, and we name six different things to add to that list. Again, today's topic for the list is the weirdest songs you ever have played while you were having sex. All right, so I'll go first because y'all saw me share mine already or in the book. My first one was R. Kelly, You Save Me. Now, Nate,
really?
There's a reason. First off, it's really weird because y'all know me lately. I've been mad as hell at this dude. I've been mad as hell at this dude, R. Kelly. But before I knew a lot of shit about him, I used to, jamming stuff. I was jamming stuff extra, extra hard back. I still jammed some of the stuff, and then I really just got to, very recently. I met all this crazy stuff that keeps happening. I got to drop the amount of R. Kelly that covers in my playlist. I just can't deal with that shit. But anyways, going backwards in time. I was ever, so there was one chick. I can give her name out. I told you, it's not the stuff isn't about the name. It's just about why or something. So, I had a playlist. I used in college. I don't really do as much anymore, but in college, I used to always have the perfect. Because now you can just use Pandora or whatever. But because I was a DJ, I had a bunch of music. So, I would create my own playlist. We could call it the cut list, and I just made a little playlist. And a lot of it had a lot of R. Kelly on one of the playlists. And I just I didn't pay attention to what R. Kelly songs put on there. I was like, bam, bam. I just throw those up. Man, he got I go back to back R. Kelly joints, and I didn't realize that you say you was on the list. So I'm so here's the weird. Every time I think about it, it makes me fucking heaving. I'm like, we got to rock and whatever, and that comes on, and I'm still heaving. I'm like, it's R. Kelly. I'm not really paying attention, but then I really my brain. But in the back of my head, I remember what song it was. I was sitting there hitting it to my, you saved me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck? Like, seriously. It was really weird. So, shout out to that. That's number one. So, I know that's a strong number one, Nate. It's going to be pretty hard for you to beat that Kevin out the
park. I really haven't had sex in a weird song, so. Yeah.
So, let me go into weird. Not even something like, you're like, why is this? Nothing ever made you say, why is this playing?
I had sex to Set It Off by Bryson Tiller on his new album.
Let me see. I gotta remember what Set It Off is. I didn't read this as a full new album to all the way, so I gotta draw from memory. What kind of song is it?
It's a slow song. I don't know how to explain the song. But...
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure. Okay. All right. So I got some more to list then. So I thought I had a good one for you. Cause I love some snitching. There's a couple of times in the show Nate's been doing so that's why I figured I really had a good one for you today. Wow. I guess I had to be in the boat of being the thought today. Okay, we still getting tagged. Seriously, get the fuck out of here. I have to untag myself. And just go untag myself. Like, seriously, why are you resharing it and you're still tagging the same people? That makes no sense. Stop tagging me. Okay. All right, another weird song. I had to say, oh, man. I had to really think. Because, I mean, my list is super extensive, but it's I've had a couple of weird ones. Man, now you got me thinking, having to really think. I don't know, I think that might be the only one that's like really weird. There's other ones I know, but I can't get a title, and that's pissing me off. Oh, man, because I've done like a lot of strange songs. I can tell you kind of like instances. There's like some songs like where it's like it could still be a slow jam, but it'd be like an awkward ass scream, not like a moan, but an awkward ass note in the song. And I'm like, how the hell am I still fucking in this song? Because that is really weird. Like,
yeah.
It's like some extra shit. They do something
that
like, it just like throw. Now, I know you had them. Now, I think that's probably more along your lines, so you probably dealt with. Do you ever like it was like some like it was a slow jam? It may be talking about sex, but it was like all of a sudden some weird ass note happened.
And you saved me though, I'm dead.
I was telling you that was accidental. Accidental. I was throwing R. Kelly. So I can say you got name six. We can just talk about you. You want to go in? I can just talk about. So the list is really just one track today, but. I guess it's perfect. This is just going on this. You want to go on me? I'm telling you again. I was just put a bunch of R. Kelly tracks in there at the time. This is years, 5 years ago. I was just putting a bunch of R. Kelly tracks on there at the time. Cause again, I wasn't paying attention. And Oh no, I know what exactly what it was. Either I put a playlist together, or you know how like back when you. Just back when we used to use Windows Media Player to play their music. I just hit R. Kelly and just hit shuffle, and I think that's what happened. It shuffled, and then that just came out of nowhere. I'm like, man, hey, I didn't give a damn. That shit was too fucking good to be. But you know what? But I made it, but you can't come for me all the way because there's nothing I thought about. as I was listening, you know, I go through random tangents on Apple Music where I just listen to, I wish Apple didn't cut me a check for plugging them. But anyways, so I'm sitting listening to the show. Let me listen to music, and I just decided to go listen to a certain album. Like, let me go listen. And it tripped me out because remember, I think I talked this on the show before, but whatever. Remember the pre-Ricky album?
Blue Star?
Late Night Special? No, second one, Late Night Special. That was the one that had Pretty Ricky, Ricky, Ricky. Pretty Ricky, you know, on the high line and stuff on it. Yeah, on the high line, it had Up and Down. I think Up and Down was Up and Down there or
Blue
Star.
Star. I think that was Blue Star.
Now you got maybe, because Love was like Honey's on there. Let me go look at the track list. Because, I mean, sometimes I can't remember the track list, but I remember. I distinctly remember doing something to this CD. Late Night Special. Looking now, having to look at the track list. Track list was Late Night Special, On the High Line, Love Like Honey, Push It Baby, Leave Her, I'll Stay. Stay's good one. Up and Down, Make It Like It Was. Peer pressure's kind of whack. I hate peer pressure. But, yeah, it's a lot of good ones in there. But, like, I remember when that CD first came out, and I went and she came over. It's the same chick from the R. Kelly story, actually. Oddly enough, the same chick from the R. Kelly story. So, you know, we get the album. She's like, oh, you go to the room, put the album on. I fucked that album twice in the room. I was like, Pretty Ricky coming through with the clutch. it's a lot, you know, yeah, a lot on there that you can get into. So I had that album blaring all the way up, and I was like, nobody interrupt me right now. So yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to Pretty Ricky. That's a man, that song, that album was, man, that album there. Blue Star got a lot, too. I'm not disrespecting Blue Star. Blue Star got Juicy and stuff on it. Matter of fact, hold on. How old were you when Blue Star came out?
I was probably in sixth grade, I think.
Wow.
Sixth or seventh grade. Because I remember Love Like Honey video came on 106 and Park, and I think I was staying in East Chicago, Indiana. So, yeah, I was in sixth grade going to seventh grade, maybe seventh grade.
Late Night Special came out 2007.
Yeah, I think I was
So that was about 7 years ago. Well, I did that math all the way, but 10 years ago. So, yeah, it was, that album was good.
That album was
lit. I'm trying to look what's on the Blue Star album. Right, because Blue Star had a lot. Blue Star is what made you want to get Late Night Special. Because you was like, man, they come in. I'm telling you, Pretty Ricky knows how. Pretty Ricky tracks would get, man, that's when people used to dance with each other. And they remember those days when people used to dance with each other?
Yeah, at the parties.
Oh, it's such a rarity now. People act like they so goddamn ever scared to dance with each other. Oh, man. Y'all get the hell out of here. Y'all scary ass. Okay, so I'm going back. So Blue Star had Playhouse. It had Your Body. It had Grind On Me. Get A Little Closer. It had Juicy. It had Number. I'm just telling you. That's why I was so mad when they broke up. I was like, no, how the fuck is y'all breaking up, man? Because y'all got more shit to make for me. Y'all got some more tracks for me. And you were like, man, I just got to do Pretty Ricky album. And that's before you can stream music. And so you bought it. You was the man that day. Oh, man. So, yeah. Yeah, pretty good album drop. If you had it, you just want to be calling. You should be calling number nine. It's to let you have it. So yeah, Blues took a blues, man. I'm telling you, especially when Juicy would come on at the party. Oh man, telling y'all, man, it take me back all the way to MLK, the MLK Center. Let me add more. I'm gonna add a little more time, a tad bit more time, because we over here. We still got our things to do, but I'm supposed to be starting late as hell, too. Dumbass computer. Anyways, yeah, we used to. Oh, my God. Like, MLK Center here in May. Let me break it down to y'all. Because, you know, over at UNT, University of North Texas, where I went to school at. Yeah, we like one of the places we threw parties at was at the MLK Center, which everybody's Black City probably got MLK Center. But anyways, they used to throw parties there, and they used to have the Nuke Juice and the Omega Oil stuff going. And man, that's what they used to play. Oh shit, you knew you couldn't wait because you had but MLK Center. You had all your favorite. You knew what spots to go. It was so much, you know. You because like when you in like a community center type of vibe, you know, you got plenty of wall space. So, shit, they had chairs and they had that many chairs. But shit, I was about to have wall action. Oh man, let me tell you, but that's when the fucking Juicy or something came on. That's when Chris Brown had, remember when Poppin' first came out? That was right around the time when Poppin' came out. And Poppin' used to have that shit. Hey, man, Poppin' came on. Oh, man, you better hear. Poppin' was the slow jam version of Back That Ass Up. You better hear. That song come on, you better get you a partner ASAP. Or any pretty Ricky slow jam. If that was on, you better get your partner ASAP. That's when the girls would put you on the wall, and they used to give you the work against the wall. Or if you like me, you know, because I'm a real dancer. I don't just be just standing there. I used to end up on the floor so many times, man. I feel like such a thought. So yeah, I used to be dancing with a chick, and she'd be trying to challenge me. She'd drop down to the floor and grind on top of the floor, and then she knows going to be able to handle all that, get down there with her. You that dude, you can handle, get on the floor. He would have really give it to you. So, yeah, shout out to that. All right. I just had a fucking flashback. Oh, man. Whew. Okay. I have a request, man. Can y'all please come with it on, ladies, y'all got to come with it on Friday. Y'all got to make up with some shit. I need y'all to do this Friday. Friday, I'm doing an early plug. Yeah, I know we ain't at that part of the show yet, but Friday, 4 on Fridays, at Club Vice, downtown Fort Worth. Show your ass up there so I can have a good time. Because it was a good time on, but we need more of y'all show up. It's free. For ladies to 12 o'clock, y'all need to have your ass there. And it's not discriminating because we playing the Mexican music, we playing the Latino music, we playing hip hop. We got you covered. You ain't got nothing to worry about. So yeah, and the Dream Special is off the chain. So show your ass up. That's all I'm gonna say. Man, that's all I'm going to say to them, man. I just want to make sure they know. It's that serious. I know we ain't at that part of the show yet, but since I'm on all this talk about grinding and all that, y'all need which, by the way, I don't know if I talked about this. Did I share on Monday about how that girl came to you and randomly gave me, like, one of the best lap dances of my life?
Yeah.
Okay, I did. I was making sure. I was, yeah, that was awesome. So yeah, we need more of that coming this week. Let's go. I mean, like, you gotta come get me a lap dance. I just mean we need more of that fun stuff going with everybody. Because I ain't one of the people that I gotta have all the fun happen to me. I want everybody to have a good time. So I come out Friday, 4 Fridays at Club Vice downtown, 5th Street. It's in the middle of downtown, so you can't fucking miss the shit. So there you go. Parking high as hell, but hell, you get there early, you ain't gotta pay to get in. So don't complain. And fellas, you too, when you get there for 11, you're getting there for free. That simple. All right. Nay, instead of going to music break, we're going to go ahead and go to next segment, Seduction 101. So, yeah. Tell us. So go ahead and break down Seduction 101. I know this is kind of like derailed your segment because you don't have the song, but what you got for Seduction 101?
Right, right. Well, since we had to change it up, we're going to talk about people who say they're a freak, but they really don't be a freak in bed. Y'all think to yourself, like, damn, I bet they got some good sex. Like, I know they sex game crazy. Then you had sex with them and they sex was whack. How that ever happened?
Here's a throw question. I guess because I know some people are like, what do you mean you ask a question? It is an important question. Like, how do you determine what is whack sex? Like, I mean, I got an answer to that, but how do you determine what is whack sex? Because sometimes people are so confused on that. Like, how do you know some sex is whack?
Okay. Like, if they don't know what they're doing, or they stroke game, you know, not the well for women. Like, they stroke game not there, or they dick is little. You thought they was going to have a big dick, and they dick is little. Or they don't know how to eat the pussy. Like, you know, that's what makes the sex whack.
So this is what makes it whack for me. I'm like, oh, goodness. Okay, so one thing is this. Don't be, you know, if you don't know how to give head, please mention that ahead of time so that I don't waste my time and you don't waste your time and we just get straight to fucking. Because I just don't, they do not like it. I just don't like it when people just don't, like, you go doing that. Cause I don't, you know, it's crazy. I've only had one time where that was a problem where a person can give head and they like depending on it. And she, oh my God. Yeah, y'all, it's so important. Watch them fucking teeth, man. Watch them, like, seriously. Just like how ladies be saying, is at the end of the day, it really is easy to go down on them. It's really easy. Really, at the end of the day, it's really easy to go down on a guy, too. It really is. The things you need to do, you need to have a wet ass. You need to make sure that you got that the inside of your mouth is
the
nice and wet.
The key to sucking dick is a lot of spit. The key to sucking dick is a lot of spit.
Okay,
don't be scared.
Let me talk about. So,
Nate, let's do that.
Nate, give him the 411.
Look.
Well, what's the best way to
Don't be scared to spit on the dick, ladies. Don't be scared to get nasty with dick. Get nasty. Treat that dick like it's a popsicle or some ice cream shit.
So what's the perfect technique they should be doing with their mouth? Besides just spitting, break it down, because I'm telling you, I had this happen one time, and that shit scared the fuck out of me. Which this chick, she was, what's the best way?
Open your mouth real wide. Just make sure your mouth is wide. Open your mouth real wide. Okay. Make sure you drink a lot of water before you suck some dick, so your mouth's not dry.
Uh huh.
Drink plenty of water before you suck some dick. Okay.
What about the tea part?
Break down the tea part.
Break down the tea. You need to know about how to how you make sure their teeth is
keep,
not involved.
Keep your mouth wide. Keep your mouth wide so your teeth is not on his dick, you know. And use a lot of tongue, too, when you're sucking dick. I use a lot of tongue when I'm sucking dick. Like, you know, I'm... See, it's... I use a lot of tongue when I'm sucking dick.
They over here get excited. You can hear the tone of her voice.
I'm acting like I'm giving a class.
Why you were giving a class while I'm suggesting what I was. Yeah, you are giving a class.
And
I think you had this class way too many times, and people still fucking up out here.
Look, sometimes I suck dick with no hands, you know. Sometimes I do it with no hands. But sometimes I do, like, group the dick, and I'm sliving on the dick. I'm spitting on the dick, and I'm making sure my mouth is wide open so the dick can go in my mouth. I'm doing tricks. I'm swirling the dick around my mouth.
Like, okay. So I'm giving you gave me a fresh perspective on that. Guys, seriously, when it comes to going down a chick, it's this Nay segment. Well, I'm gonna shut the hell up. Nay, how should a person go down a female? Break down the technique.
Look, you need to explain how a man. I'm not a man. All men do things differently.
I mean, not really. Okay, I'm gonna give y'all the best advice. Hey, some of you are like, you watch porn? Like, come on, man. Let's not act like we're 13. Of course, I watch porn. So best way to learn how to like this is how I did, and that's how I became like an expert. Like day one, I ain't over here put on no front, but I was expert from day one. Watch lesbian porn. I kid you not. You watch lesbian porn, you learn a whole lot. Watch a lesbian.
You funny as hell.
It will show you perfectly how to. If you pay your fucking attention, you're gonna be good. Simple as I'm telling you. Watch lesbian porn, you're gonna learn a whole fucking lot by watching that shit. It's simple. It's really simple at the end of the day. It's not really hard. Like, y'all think y'all be getting so confused. Y'all think rah 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 rah. Go down to just going all Rambo into the vagina is gonna get it done. No, that's not gonna get it too freaky. At the end of the day, you know what all chicks really want you to do, and they'll be very pleased that you went down there. Focus on this, people. There's one area you mainly pay attention to. You do that. Thank me fucking later. It is the clit, people. The fucking clit. I don't understand why y'all be doing all this extra shit. Y'all doing shit. Y'all know what the fuck y'all doing. Clit, 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 clit. If that is what you pay attention to. That's what you need to focus. That's what you need to be fucking focused on. And you need to be working. You need to stretch. You need to, you know, do some mouth stretches before you start, because you're going to get a lockjaw on that while you're doing this. So, yes, it is simple. If you go in a circle of motion over and over again and you increase the speed, I know it's like it sounds so elementary how to break this down, but people are just so fucking slow. Trust me, she's going to be happy. And what you have to also do is her body's like a metronome, so you got to pay attention. Y'all always want to make you a baby, just good. Why the fuck? I mean, you can't tell. If she's fucking shaking and shit, nigga, she's fucking good. Shut the fuck up. Look at her fucking legs. Look at her body, how it's moving. Body movement tells you a whole lot if you're doing the fucking, you're doing your job fucking right. If they not, if they're body number, because y'all want to determine off of, is she molding? Is she... No, that really, because a girl can fake all that. Watch the fucking body. If the body's moving a certain way, you good to go. Now, you want to really get crazy with it. What you do while you eat it, you take that because your middle finger is like one of your biggest fingers. You take sometimes you want to be real renegade. You take two fingers. I'm a one finger person. I got big ass fingers. So you put it in and you grab right at the G spot the entire time. Do that, and you'll thank me later. Is that simple enough for the name?
Yeah, you did good. Make sure you suck the clit, okay? That's a key
That's
factor.
That's what I'm talking about,
mate. Suck the clit. Key factor.
How do they get it? Like, I'm telling them, they know this extra shit, and then they don't be, and they pay no attention to that area. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is you doing?
You can't go wrong with sucking the clit.
She would be pleased alone off of that. Y'all be trying to do this extra shit, and then don't be anywhere near there. Like, what the hell? Nigga, what is you doing?
Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
Doing all that shit. Man, y'all funny as hell. And I'm going to give you another pointer. You really want, like, the way you build them up, like, you got to go for it. You got to suck with the inner thighs a little bit. That'll see.
Yes.
Because that's all, like, we do that.
Yes.
It's a mind game.
I love
that. You suck
that.
The inner thighs. Is a because they were thinking
yes.
You put a herb and go down there, and this is exactly how you gotta do it. You gotta, because I got to tell you, it's a fucking mind game. It's hilarious as hell, and it works every time. You get that one thigh, and you like act like you finna go right there, and you like, nope, other thigh. I gotta get both thighs. So if you do that, that's gonna build them up, but they gonna get impatient, and they gonna be like, no, you gonna play with me. Yo, they gonna be doing all that shit. So.
It ain't necessarily
yeah.
a mind
yeah.
game. I just like my thighs sucked and licked on.
It do be a mind. Y'all be getting mad. Y'all be getting mad. But especially if we doing that right, y'all get real excited. Y'all get mad because you like, you eat taunting y'all, and we just taking forever to get right. So, yeah, that uses
that
a precursor. If you doing that good, she's going to get excited. She already... You already excited. You ain't even got there yet. But yeah, I'll tell you. If you add that to your repertoire, oh yeah. See, that's the stuff that gets you them. That's the stuff that keep getting them calls over and over again.
That's that stuff
baby,
that make a bitch stalk.
Mm-hmm. That's the baby. You had lunch today. Baby, need me help you
that's
use the restroom.
Stuff,
baby,
you my man now.
That's how you get a full. That's the full time position.
That's
job
that stuff,
skills.
Baby. I'm gonna get this key made to the house.
You need to go. You need to go container on that.
Oh, you need
to yeah, I'm gonna join it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm telling you, you do that, you're good to go. But you talk about pointers and add. I'm about to throw one to yours. You didn't say. You want to
no
add
way.
Some extra on there. You gotta tease the dude first, like. So y'all go all the way. You really want to drive us this go all the way down, and they come all the way back up. And you just stay right there on the head part of it. Oh, that's one of the most sensitive areas. That's the most sensitive area of it, ladies. The little mushroom cap looking part of it. Yeah, you focus. If you get there and you stay there for a little bit, and like Nate was talking about using tongue. Oh yeah, we're gonna go crazy. You do that. After the fucking food. That shit, when you start doing that shit, this is what happens to me. I'm going to pick your ass up and throw you over and say, no, I got fucking fucking that. That's what happens. That's what happens with shit like that. It's going to get real then. Too much of that, I got to hurt because now I'm like, well, but I want to hurry up and take it out. So, yeah. Shout out to that. Yes, Lord. Okay. All right, now we're going to talk about, we're going to go to a tamer. Good Seduction 101, Nate. Good Seduction 101. Woo! Okay, so, Crickets of the Week. Crickets of the Week segment. And y'all heard a late submission on Crickets of the Week. Shout out to Nate for getting Crickets of the Week. I'll be one of the Crickets of the Week this week. They get fired fighting folks and shit. So, yeah, shout out to Nate getting the Crickets of the Week. And, yeah, man, like, they out here, she doing it. I understand she was defending herself. But, damn, man, you got a fucking mask and a shit? Damn, man, come on.
What?
You got to do the work version with a person's ass. You can't, like, whoop their ass. You got to make it more like self-defense. But the way you saw you was beating her up, no wonder why they was on your ass.
Because she hit me first.
I know, but shit, you didn't have to kill her.
I ain't killed the fat bitch. So, she was a big bitch. I wasn't about to let that bitch squish me.
I get it, but shit, you can do crickets. And let me, you know what? I mean, the other party is not awesome because she got to get these crickets too. Let me tell you why. Now, why the fuck would you tell somebody else? Last time I checked, Nate, was you ever her friend?
I wasn't her friend.
Okay, that's all you need. I didn't need a quick answer on that. Bitch, why the fuck would you fucking come tell somebody what the hell you just did outside with somebody else? Even if Nate didn't tell no one, let's just say with somebody else. I don't care who the fuck it was. It's going to get around.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
they want to.
And you know what? Let's not be fucking stupid. He told some people, and she told some people. They thought they were telling people. They were trying to tell people on local. They were excited because they got it in. And you know, like when you in the moment, shit, you start making irrational ass decisions, and you start telling people shit, and you start telling the wrong motherfuckers that's going to be around, spreading your fucking business. And so, damn it. Y'all got to be fucking up. I mean, how fucking dumb are y'all? Y'all thought that shit was going to stay a fucking secret? Especially at a call center. Exactly, mate. That's what I'm saying. It's fucking dumb. And you thought that shit was going to get around. That's a fucking call center. That's what fucking happens at call centers. Business gets around. So if you and your feelings, the person you be in your feelings with is your fucking self.
Exactly.
So again, let me give her these fucking crickets. And here's the thing. Why are you out here fire people? Was this if the sex was good, who the fuck cares? Right? Was it good?
First of all,
Because you're making yourself look like a hoe.
He said it was good.
But then she needs to shut the fuck up.
That's probably why she was bragging about it. But even if it did good, I ain't about to brag about it. Like, especially
and
at
here's
work.
The thing. If you tell people, that's cool. Like, why are you getting, like, I'm not saying you did this, but let's say you did tell somebody. It doesn't matter. Because you know what? People do got a code. They might talk about it amongst each other. They're not going to talk about it with no fucking management or nothing. Because they know they're going to get in trouble by that. So, no. chill the fuck out.
Management don't even know, but I'm pretty sure they're going to find out.
Right, so they need to chill the fuck out. And, like, management's not, like, people got a code in the call centers. They're not going to tell the manager. So if other people know, they just know. She might not know. Somebody else might be ready to give her some good. She's dumb as fuck. I'll get out of here. So she gotta give these triggers one more good time. Hey, the job gotta get some crickets too. How the fuck y'all press charges against the person defending themselves? Get the hell out of here. I wish somebody would, because that is name, like, for real talk. If somebody came in, I don't care what fucking job I'm working, if somebody comes swinging at me, it's one thing if a person is talking a bunch of crap. I'm going to say what my talking to myself like a grown-ass adult. But if you come swinging at me, I'm going to defend myself. Simple as that. You come swinging at me, I'm defending myself. I got every right to.
Period.
I'm just supposed to sit there and get hit at. Hell,
get beat up.
No, it's not happening. So y'all out of line. A person was defending themselves. That's crazy. Like, I mean, that's usually how I don't really start the fight. Usually, when I get pretty much every time I got in the fight is because somebody came at me. With a violent nature, and if you come swinging at me, I'm not gonna just fucking stand there.
Period. Point blank.
So y'all just get these crickets, man.
Y'all just want me to.
I don't care what fucking job
everybody.
It is.
I guess they just wanted
like
me to let her hold me in front of everybody.
Right, and the thing is, she could talk to you like a fucking adult.
Or she could have said, let's go outside.
Or talk to you like a fucking adult. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry that she didn't have feelings, but she could. But her fighting
you,
you is, her wanting to start a fight with you on that shit is dumb as fuck.
Did anybody tell
you
to fucking outside?
And fighting you over a fucking lie. And that's what pisses me off. Fighting you over some accusatory shit. The fuck is wrong with these people, man? So, around the crickets are all the asses. Like I told y'all, the crickets of the week was gonna be very lighthearted and fun today. Yeah, that was pretty much it. My crickets of the week. I decided, you gave me a last minute one. I was like, nah, I gotta use this one to say it. But yeah. Big ups to you on the great Crickets of the Week segment. I'm submission for telling your business that put your Crickets of the Week. So we got a few minutes left. So Nay, you got anything coming up we need to know about?
Just be on the lookout for stuff. Moving silence.
And they haven't they moaned on the track. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. Moving silence.
I mean, that's just the first time we heard you moan on a track. I mean, you moaned on this show plenty of times. Anyway,
you ain't heard me moan on the show.
Yeah, plenty of times. I've had people tell me they knew you were. So, yes. That being said, I want to again thank everybody for the show. My one thing to do at the public service announcements again, make sure you are at Foreign Fridays at Vice Nightclub is downtown Fort Worth. Right there off of 5th Street. You can't miss it. It does cost to park. So I think that's well reasonable considering you need to get in free before 11, ladies free before 12. So coming in groups. I mean, seriously, coming in groups. And people, Don't just hide in the fucking booths all night. Get on the dance floor and have a good time. Seriously, y'all be like, because I'm one of the people, I ain't going to come over all the way to your booth to come dance with you. It's not happening. Because I get over there, waste my time, be mad as hell. So y'all need to be here on the floor and enjoy yourself. So, yes, good drink specials as well. Get there, enjoy it. Ladies Truckers Photos, our website dropping sometime this week. I got to yell the person to design it because he said it might be done today. Not quite. But, yes. Just stay tuned for that. Also, another reminder of 2 weeks from now, we will not be doing the show for that for the week. So next week will be the last week of shows, and then we'll be off for a week, and then we'll be back the following week. So again, just to remind you what days we won't be doing the show. The 14th and the 16th, that'll be in 15th for Tuesday show. We won't be on the air. We'll be back on the 20th. So after next week, we'll be back on the 21st, 23rd, those Mondays, and the Monday and Wednesday. So, yeah, tune in, coming through.
I'm going to text you tomorrow about a guest for the show Wednesday.
Okay, so for next Wednesday?
Yeah, for next week, yes.
Okay. Yeah, got you locked. Yeah, we'll talk about it. That being said, everybody, we appreciate you for coming through. Remember, we're on blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, CEDDY, letter J. We're also on iTunes, which it's free on iTunes. It's free on the TuneIn app. It's free on the Stitcher app. It's free on DustSpot.com. Just type in DustSpot Radio Network, and you will find the show. So, yes, again, now, it's been another crazy show, and y'all know how we end every show. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a...
Nay, there is a way.
Y'all tune in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl...
Nay Seduction, and guys,
and
don't
Nay,
forget...
What's that PSA that we give every week on every hump day?
Y'all go hump, please do it responsibly.
And then record a track based off of it. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.